Support for KPLU's Studio Sessions comes from People's Bank, working with businesses and families to achieve their financial goals since 1921. People's Bank provides personal banking, business services, and home lending from 25 Western Washington locations. Info at peoplesbank-wa.com. People's Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We are thrilled to have Pink Martini in our studios live here on 88.5 KPLU. They describe themselves as a little orchestra and have been called charming and elegant by Variety. The Washington Post says their music is utterly cosmopolitan, yet utterly unpretentious. And right now we are just beyond delighted to welcome live on 88.5 KPLU, Pink Martini. Martini live on 88.5 KPLU. What a thrill to have them in our studios here in Seattle. And Thomas Lauderdale, you founded Pink Martini in 1994. Very happy to have you here. Now, before I ask you a couple of questions, if you could, there are a lot of people in this room. Could you go around and introduce the members of the group?
Yes, that's Phil Baker on the upright bass, Anthony Jones on the drums, Miguel Bernal on the congas, Dan Fanley on the guitar, Robert Taylor on the trombone, Gavin Bondi on the trumpet, Maureen Love on the harp, and Timothy Nishimoto and Kyle Mustaine, and our singer, Storm Large.
Wow. All bands have origin stories. I don't know if I've ever read of one, though, that was formed as an alternative to running for political office.
Well,
clarify this for me.
After I graduated from college, you know, I'd grown up in Oregon and went to college and came back and with big plans to try to someday become mayor of Portland. And so I was working on various campaigns, and in 1994 there was a nasty attempt to amend the Oregon Constitution to illegalize homosexuality in the state of Oregon. Mm-hmm. And I was on the campaign in opposition to this, and I had just seen Pee Wee Herman's Christmas special, which have you seen this Christmas special?
Years ago.
It's like unbelievable. In 45 minutes, he packs everybody from Charo to Katie Lang to Grace Jones to Zsa Zsa Gabor and the Del Rubio triplets, three gals, three guitars. They were somewhere between the ages of 70 and 80. They were literally triplets who lived in a triple-wide mobile home in San Pedro, California, and they wore little mini skirts and booties and they played the guitar and warbled covers of Walk Like an Egyptian and Whip It. And so I decided to bring them to Portland to do a series of small concerts in nursing homes, hospitals, and retirement homes, and rotary meetings. And they would do their set, and then at the end of the set, they would say, vote no on Measure 13. Mm. And then at the end of the week, we had a big extravaganza at Cinema 21, and I needed an opening act. And I couldn't get a hold of the surf band that I really wanted to open, so I threw on a cocktail dress and started the band. That's how it started.
All right, so you describe Pink Martini as a little orchestra. Where did that style come from? You pull from a lot of genres. You have a lot of instrumentation.
You know, I think it started small. There were just four of us at the first show, but soon sort of began to hang out with other people, and so it really kind of. I always wanted just every moment to be sort of interesting and different, one from the next. And so it almost from the beginning, we started doing songs in different languages and different styles. And as we were putting together the first album, it all kind of unfolded.
All right. Well, an eclectic catalog of music, an eclectic group of venues you perform at. You're all over the world. We're going to hear another song right now, and just delighted you're listening to Pink Martini live on 88.5 KPLU. We are streaming at kplu.org.
So this is an Armenian song called Ol Sirun Sirun, and it's a heartwarming but heart-wrenching song. And the story basically goes, I thought we were in love, but you abandoned me. And though I've suffered, if I see you on the streets and you are in need, I will be there for you. I will be your friend.
Pink Martini live on 88.5 KPLU, streaming at kplu.org. We have a lot of people crammed into our studio here to bring you some outstanding music. Thomas Lauderdale is the founder of the group. And Thomas, just a couple more questions for you. What was the name of that song again? That was beautiful.
That was Ov Sirun Sirun. Oh. It's a song in Armenian, and that was performed by Timothy Nishimoto and Kyle Mustaine.
Portland is the hometown for the band.
Yes.
And is it different playing in the Northwest than playing in, Athens or London or New York?
Basically the same. You know, like Portland is the Paris of...
So 22 years working, you know, as Pink Martini. Bands, you know, what keeps you together? What makes it work? What's the secret?
You know, I think actually, literally, if I think the size of the band actually helps. I think that if it was a small band of four, we would have broken up a long time ago. But with a band sort of that's constantly sort of hovering around 10 to 12 and then more at times, it means that if you aren't getting along with somebody, you can always spend time with somebody else. And I think that sort of like dissipates some of the... I think that it has to do with the size.
Yeah. You have a lot of people coming and going into the group, too. You collaborate with a lot of artists. I was looking at the list. It's incredibly diverse. Rufus Wainwright, Martha Wainwright, Carol Channing.
Yes.
Chavela Vargas. The one that jumped off the list to me, Phyllis Diller, who I think most people think of as a comedian, but she was a musician, too.
She was a pianist, actually.
And also a painter.
Yeah. So multi-talented. And how do you decide who you're going to work with?
It's a little rant. It's sort of like whatever happened. Like with Phyllis Diller, we were playing in Los Angeles, and Kim Hostreiter, who's the editor in chief of Paper Magazine from New York City, was playing with us at Disney Hall. She plays the cymbals and Glockenspiel. And I knew that she knew Phyllis Diller, and so I begged her to take me into Phyllis Diller's house. And so she did a couple of days after New Year's Day. This was three or four years ago. Phyllis Diller made us chili, and she also had become a painter, and so there were hundreds of paintings on the walls, each with a price tag, and you would take whatever you liked off the wall, and you'd be tallied up at the end of the night, and you'd write a check, and she'd sign them, and off you went. So I did that, and then it also occurred to me to ask her if she would consider recording a song, And amazingly, she said yes, and it made sense to ask her to sing the song "Smile" because not only does it have sort of an interesting relationship with comedy, but she was also a friend of Charlie Chaplin, who wrote that song. So
I feel like Phyllis Diller made us chili should be the title of a chapter in your book or a movie or something.
In the tell-all. Yeah.
You know, one guest who was with us earlier this year who was just phenomenal is Rita Moreno. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're going to duplicate that show that we did with Rita Moreno down in Los Angeles on New Year's Eve this coming New Year's.
One more collaboration I have to ask you about. I am the All Things Considered host here at KPLU. You collaborate with another All Things Considered host, Ari Shapiro.
He's very tall.
How did it come about to, you know, at the time I think he was the White House correspondent. And what makes you say, you know who we want to sing with us? NPR's White House correspondent.
Well, it didn't really occur. You know, I mean, he had interviewed the band years ago, and every time we came to Los Angeles, we would all get together. And so one summer, he threw a barbecue in his backyard, which led to a sing-along at his house. And I was sort of immediately struck by how great his voice is. And so in the days following, we asked him to record with us. And he's been a member ever since.
Excellent. Well, Thomas Lauderdale and Pink Martini, thank you so much for being here. We've got another song. What are we going to hear?
This is Amado Mio, which is our sort of first... It's the first song we recorded ever. And I never grow tired of it. And this features I should just explain. A couple of years ago, China Forbes had a vocal surgery. And so Storm Large came to our rescue and learned 10 songs in 5 languages in 4 days before concerts at the Kennedy Center and has been with us ever since. So this is the lovely Storm Large.
Pink Martini live on 88.5 KPLU.
things I've whispered. Amado mio, it was just a phrase that I heard in place. I was acting a part. But now when I whisper,
Pink Martini live on 88.5 KPLU. Thank you so much for being here, Pink Martini.
Thank you for having us.